Welcome back to our third episode. Today we're talking about the Bermuda Triangle, if you did not see in our title. I've got Grace here on FaceTime because sadly we're not together.
Quarantine!
Yeah, we have a little bit of something to talk about. Grace is not going to be here, like, all summer. So we can record together a couple times, but, like, I think a lot of the episodes you guys are going to be hearing are just going to be me, which is kind of boring. But it's okay, I'm good at talking a lot. I do it all the time.
Talking a lot. Oh, I mean, not in a bad way.
Not in
a
bad way? Okay.
Right.
So, it's okay. So, we're talking about the Bermuda Triangle. Grace, what do you know about the Bermuda Triangle?
Interesting.
What?
Interesting things happen there. Like, mysterious. I know it's like somewhere around the bottom of Florida and like above the Philippines. Is that right?
Yeah, that's pretty close, I think.
Somewhere down there?
So there's no Philippines, it's Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
The Bermuda Triangle is a place in the North Atlantic Ocean between Bermuda in the north, Puerto Rico in the south, and Florida to the west. So you kind of got it right. And there's no exact boundaries to the Bermuda Triangle, but the approximate total area range is about 1 million, I don't know how to say this, 1,005,000 square miles.
That's such a triangle.
Not an exact triangle. It's kind of like, so these places are, oh my gosh, what is my mouse doing? Never mind, we're not going to question the antics of my mouse. So, the Bermuda Triangle is not on any official world maps, and the U.S. Board on Geographic Names does not recognize the Bermuda Triangle as an official region of the Atlantic Ocean. So, basically, it's just like an affectionate name for a random place.
Okay.
The reports of weird happenings go back to the mid-19th century, but the phrase Bermuda Triangle did not actually come around till 1964. So there's like a whole 100-year gap, if I can actually do math. So it first showed up in a Pulp magazine article by Vincent Gaddis, who said that the triangular region has destroyed hundreds of ships and planes without a trace, which is not true, actually. It hasn't destroyed that many. And we'll get into that. The Bermuda Triangle actually does not have that high of an incidence rate for disappearances. They don't occur with greater frequency there. Like, they don't occur more commonly than they do anywhere else in the Atlantic Ocean.
Okay.
So there's at least two incidents in the region that involve U.S. military craft. In March 1918, the Collier USS Cyclops, which is a really funky-wunky name for our ship, if I do say so myself, but it was on its way to Baltimore from Brazil. It disappeared inside the Bermuda Triangle. There was no explanation for its disappearance, and there was no wreckage from the ship found. There's no wreckage. So they got no clue where it went.
What?
27 years later, a squadron of bombers under the American Lieutenant Charles Carroll Taylor disappeared. Really? Did you hear that? My mice were squeaking at each other.
Boy, when we're talking about the Bermuda Triangle, we're gonna die.
They go, ee! That's what they sound like. Oh, it probably just killed my microphone. American Lieutenant Charles Carroll Taylor disappeared in the airspace above the Bermuda Triangle. Like the Cyclops incident, no explanation was given and no wreckage was found. So, in 1974, a man named Charles Berlitz, I feel like I'm hearing a lot of Charles.
It's the same person.
No, they're not the same person. They got different last names. He wrote a book called The Bermuda Triangle, Creative, where he claimed that the lost island of Atlantis was the reason behind the disappearances. Ooh.
But he made that up, right?
Well, the lost island of Atlantis, it's not true, as far as we know, but there's theories on it, so you know.
When did that all start, anyways?
Atlantis?
Yeah.
I don't know, we can cover that in another episode. I honestly don't know much about it. In 2013, the World Wildlife Fund, or the WWF, conducted a large study of maritime shipping lanes, which is like places in the ocean where a lot of ships go.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided that the Bermuda Triangle is not on the world, or it's not one of the world's top 10 most dangerous bodies of water for shipping, which is interesting because everybody seems to think it is.
There's these stories about in the Bermuda Triangle how things went missing, but also, like, I feel like in a lot of other places things have gone missing too, so why is it so special?
Exactly. Right. So the triangle actually sustains, like, heavy daily traffic by sea and by air, so a whole lot of people go through there and they're fine. It's just proportionately it looks more crazy just because there's so many places, things going through there, that there's more of a chance for them to go missing.
Got it.
The triangle is subject also to frequent tropical storms and hurricanes, so that could also be what's making things go missing, but then where'd the wreckage go?
I don't know, tornado happened and it flew the wreckage into China.
Did you say China? Do you know how far away China is?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So the Gulf Stream, which is a very strong ocean current known to cause sharp changes in local weather, passes through the Bermuda Triangle, which, I don't know, maybe that has to do with the disappearances. Maybe the wreckage is, like, pulled along by the Gulf Stream, and that's why they can't find it.
Well, then why don't they look where it ends up normally?
I know. I actually don't know anything about the Gulf Stream either. I don't know anything about anything, but it's fine. So there's the deepest point in the Atlantic Ocean called the Milwaukee Depth is located in the Bermuda Triangle. So yet again, another wacky thing. And this is the Puerto Rico Trench reaches a depth of 27,493 feet or 8,380 meters at the Milwaukee Depth. So it's like the Puerto Rico Trench and then the Milwaukee Depth is in the trench. So this is a really deep place.
That's deep.
Imagine swimming down in there.
Is that where a tectonic plate is?
I think there is a tectonic plate meaning there. No, maybe not. I think it's, we'll get into that. It's called, there's like a certain name for it. So we don't know the exact number of ships and airplanes that have disappeared in the Bermuda Triangle, but the common estimate is approximately 50 ships and 20 airplanes. So not hundreds.
Wait, can I go back a step?
Yeah, what?
Can't you see, what's it called, the really deep?
The Milwaukee Depth.
The Milwaukee Depth, can't you see that from, like, outer space? Can't you see the...
I think you're thinking of the Mariana Trench.
Oh.
That one's deeper, I think. That was in the Pacific or something. I don't know anything.
It's fine. I'm getting mixed up.
No, it's fine. I actually got them mixed up at first, too. So, getting back to the ships, how there's not even them in that many that have gone missing. Like, 50 ships is a lot, but it's not hundreds. The wreckage of those ships in planes is yet to be recovered, and we don't know if disappearances in the Bermuda Triangle have been the result of human error or weather phenomena. So that's the question. What do you think of all that?
Maybe they're so freaked out that they're in the Bermuda Triangle that they're like, we're gonna die.
I used to seriously get freaked out by the Bermuda Triangle. Like, it has nothing to do with me, but I used to actually be worried about it when I was younger.
Really?
I used to be like, I'm never going on a cruise because I don't want to go to the Bermuda Triangle because I don't want to go missing and stuff like that.
I never thought that. The only thing I know about the triangle is the Illuminati.
Hey, you think actually, I looked at the theories and none of them have to do with the Illuminati, but you never know. You never know. It's a triangle.
No, maybe the government is just taking all the people from the Bermuda Triangle and using them.
Because what they need right now is men in Hawaii shirts on cruise liners. So we have theories here. The theories took me much shorter, actually, to find than the actual information, which is kind of wacky. So the first one is rogue waves. So rogue waves are basically these giant waves that we didn't know about until very recently, which is super cool because this is a very new theory. They can reach about 100 feet tall, which is the same as the largest wave ever recorded, which was a 100-foot tsunami that was triggered by an earthquake in Alaska in 1958. So,
big wave.
What if these big fat waves came and knocked these ships down to the ocean floor? And that's why we can't find the wreckage, because it's right above that big trench.
But aren't they... Oh.
What?
Haven't they looked for the wreckage at the...
Yeah, you know, they got sonar equipment and stuff, so it's like you'd think they'd be able to find it.
But nope.
Nope. That's really that theory. It's pretty simple. So the second one is magnetic forces are causing compass malfunctions. So basically the Bermuda Triangle is one of two places on Earth where compasses point to true north, which is the geographic north pole, rather than magnetic north, which is the shifting magnetic north pole. So there's this line called the Agonic Line, and that's what I was talking about earlier. This is the point where the magnetic and true north are perfectly aligned. And this passed through the Bermuda Triangle, resulting in a magnetic phenomenon, which could explain cases where pilots and ship captains claimed their compasses ceased to work. Which, maybe that's why they went missing, because their compasses just stopped working. But one problem with this theory is that early 18th century scientists discovered that this agonic line shifts each year. So, while it did pass through the Bermuda Triangle at one point, it now goes through the Gulf of Mexico.
Don't go to the Gulf of Mexico then.
Yeah, no. Right? We're gonna go missing in the Gulf of Mexico now. Nobody cares about the Bermuda Triangle anymore. That's our next episode, Gulf of Mexico.
Gulf of Mexico!
The next one's my favorite one by far. It is methane bubbles, also known as Earth flatulence. That's what it's called.
Sorry, so my dog's, like, exploring my room.
Wait, really?
Yeah, Julie, she's been messing around. That's why I haven't been paying attention.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I've been, but...
Yeah. Okay. So on Earth farting, there was a series of huge craters discovered in the seabed around the coast of Norway in 2016, which may also give scientists crucial information in solving this mystery. So these craters are like up to a half a mile wide and they're 150 feet deep. So they're believed to have been formed by bubbles mostly made up of methane gas leaking from deposits of oil and gas buried deep below the seafloor. And after these gases reached a critical mass, they can cause large explosions or eruptions.
Dude.
So what this would have to do is, I don't know, maybe these ships were exploded by giant earth farts. Like, imagine that. You're like, what is that wacky smell? When the next thing you know, you're exploded. Yeah, well, anything that has to do with a fart, like the word flatulence, kind of makes me giggle a little bit. Not gonna lie, I'm not very mature when it comes to that. But that's my dad's fault.
Oh,
Because
why
he.
does he laugh whenever you
Oh,
hear
believe me, yes. Yeah, he laughs every time.
funnier
So.
than farts?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I'm just interrupting.
No, he laughs at farts. Yeah, totally. He farts too much, anyways. If you're listening, Dad, stop. Okay. Yeah, me too. Okay, so there's two wacky theories. One of them is Atlantis, like we kind of talked about before. So maybe the Bermuda Triangle is the actual location of the mythical lost city of Atlantis. Now, we all know that's where the mermaids live, but there might not be mermaids there.
Mermaids? Okay,
Mermaids!
I've heard that before.
The Little Mermaid, Grace! I don't know, maybe
Oh,
they're
the Little Mermaid sent a
killing
rabbit?
people. Maybe Ariel's actually a murderer.
Broski!
Let's talk about that a little bit.
Like in Pirates of the Caribbean, the mermaids, they kill people.
Yeah, that's true. But anyways, so there's a newspaper called The Independent, and they've recounted one blog poster who explained, "When Atlantis was destroyed, it sank to the very bottom of the ocean. While the ruined temples now play host to multitudinous underwater creatures, the great Atlantean, not gonna question it, fire crystals that once provided so much of this tremendous pa tremendous Serena, take a second to breathe. The tremendous power and energy that was found in Atlantis still exists. Lots of big words, here's my explanation. Spooky fire crystals accidentally gave too much energy to a ship and it exploded? I don't know. I'm definitely gonna keep that awkward silence in there. Imagine that. You die, you go to heaven, you find out that you were actually exploded by a spooky fire crystal.
Fire crystal.
That's what powers our city, man.
Fire crystal.
Have you ever seen that Disney? Or was it even Disney? I think it was Disney. The movie on Atlantis?
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
I haven't. Maybe I should watch it.
We haven't watched Soul Surfer together.
Oh yeah! We need to watch Soul Surfer. I'm still nervous though. I don't need to see somebody's
Watch
arm
it
get cut off.
after this.
Maybe.
If you don't want to watch it.
I kind of do, but I'm nervous.
Watch it. I'll tell you when it is.
Okay,
Okay, sorry.
I'll cover my eyeballs. Okay, so the next theory is my favorite theory of all time, other than the methane bubbles.
Methane bubbles.
The flatulence. So there's a newspaper called The Sun, which explains that some writers have blamed UFOs for the disappearances.
UFOs, jeez.
So aliens. They believe that aliens use the triangle as a portal to travel to and from our planet. A direct quote from one article says, "The area is like a gathering station where they capture people, ships, and aircraft to conduct research."
There hasn't even gone that many missing there. What are they talking about?
But Grace, I think we should
What?
purposefully go to the Bermuda Triangle so we can meet some aliens.
We can be alien searchers.
I'll bet the alien guys are way nicer than human guys. Not gonna lie. I bet they have
Alien
better. Ma
though?
Yeah, I bet they have better manners. Human guys are kind of stupid.
What do you mean by that? Are you talking about like aliens, or are you talking about people who study aliens are
No,
nicer?
aliens. Male aliens.
Male ones specifically.
Yeah, people who study aliens are nerds.
Aren't nerds nice though?
Nerds can be, I don't know. Anyways, off of the romantic topic, that was my fault entirely for saying that maybe alien dudes are nicer. We've got one last theory, and it's boring.
I don't
No
know why I
mystery.
laughed like that.
The last theory is that there's actually no mystery. So this literally means what it says. Everything that happened in the Bermuda Triangle was purely human error and weather incidents. So there's like a high concentration of ships in the area and lots of traffic. So we would notice the ships more because there's more ships passing through there. But the number that go missing in the Bermuda Triangle is the same as anywhere in the world on a percentage and proportional basis.
Right. But it's fun to...
It's fun to think they got exploded by earth farts.
I would love that.
But why would you love that? You love people dying? Jeez.
I would love to die by that.
Oh, you want to die by a giant earth fart?
Yes.
Me too. Let's do it together.
Let's just...
Anyone who's listening to this podcast...
We get blown up by an earth fart.
Anyone who's listening to this podcast, you know, come join us. We'll just take a little last-minute cruise. The earth kind of sucks right now.
We're going to live out there until we get blown up by an earth fart.
We're just going to sit there waiting. In Norway. So yeah, that's it. I don't know what we gotta talk about, except earth farts and aliens. But what if aliens live in Atlantis? Whoever thought of that,
I don't know.
Alien mermaids. Let's get Disney on this idea. Sponsor us. Speaking of sponsoring, hey guys, we have a Patreon. And, you can...
No one supports.
No one supports it! Yes! Life is good. But, you can support it super easily. You just go to the link in our description. And ta-da, you're at our Patreon page, and you say, become a donor, and not a blood donor, you're a money donor. I mean, donate blood, that's good too, okay? But just not to us, because I don't think I need it. And I really want to do merch. I know it's only our third episode, but like, we could send merch out to our Patreons, or our patrons once a month, in a little gift box, and that would be kind of epic. Like, imagine you get a free t-shirt once a month, come on. Or not even once a month, just whenever we get a new t-shirt, we'll just send it to you. But we can't do that without supporters. And we want you to see our bonus content. We might even, once we actually get patrons, we might actually record bonus episodes and stuff, which would be kind of cool, because who doesn't want to listen to me talking? And we also could do live FaceTime or live Zoom. Someday we are special to certain people, just not the people listening to this podcast.
We're not special. We're special.
Oh. I'm not gonna ask what that means. So, yeah. I guess we're done. And I know it's been a couple weeks since our last post. That's because I don't know whether or not to do every other week or every week. And life kind of gets stressful. So I think I'll just, like, decide when it's that Wednesday. Like, am I ready to record today? And if I'm not, then I'll just wait till the next week. But I'll never put 3 weeks in between it. So don't worry. That's about it. Maybe next time we'll talk about Atlantis.
Atlantis.
Woohoo. All right, we're about done here. So, bye, guys.
Bye-bye.